You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Matt Migaki, the vocalist of Cryptopsy and the host of the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast, where I sit down with fellow metal musicians. We talk all about their lives and music while sharing killer craft beers. If you've ever wanted to sneak backstage and share a beer with one of your favorite musicians, well, Vox and Hops is the podcast for you. This week on the podcast, I dropped an amazing episode with Dom Grimal of The Last Felony, Ion Dissonance, and Cryptopsy. There is this episode and over 450 other ones to help you enjoy life, metal, and craft beer. So what are you waiting for? It's time to become a Vox and Hops head. Cheers!
The Daily Music Business Podcast.
What's up? Happy New Year and welcome back to the Daily Music Business Podcast. I'm your host for today, Monica Strutt, and today I'm bringing to you an episode which I think is perfect timing, considering that I'm sure, like a lot of us, you are thinking about the year ahead and doing a bit of planning and goal setting. I know 2020 kind of threw all of our plans and goals out the window, and things do tend to change as we have learned, but it is a good idea to come into the new year with some sort of a strategy, some sort of a plan to follow so that you know what you're doing. Now, one of the biggest complaints that I hear of artists making are that they run out of social media content. And I believe one of the main reasons for this is that they haven't properly planned out their releases. So this is exactly where we're going to start today. And I'm also going to tell you how to plan out your social media content and how to budget and basically take you through all of the stuff that you need to go through in a planning session. So I hope that you are pumped. Grab a pen and paper. But before we get started, make sure that you are subscribed to the Daily Music Business Podcast and also that you're following me on social media, particularly on Instagram. I'm Monica Strutt and I'm Monica Strutt everywhere. And come and join my free Facebook community called Music Marketing and Mindset for heavy bands and musicians. Now, even if you're not in a heavy band or you are not a heavy musician, do feel free to join the group, because most of what I talk about in the group is applicable to everyone. And it is just a fantastic business savvy community. And there's not just musicians in there. There are also industry people like labels and managers and agents. So it's a great place to network. And you can use that as a resource for any time that you get stuck in your music business. Anytime you have a question about the music industry, do feel free to post in the group, and myself and the 700 other members will be glad to help you out. So thinking about our plan for 2021, the first place that I want you to start is thinking about your releases. What releases do you want to put out this year? Now, ideally, you should be putting out a major release, such as an EP or album, every 1 to 2 years. And maybe you have something in the works already. So if you are planning on releasing an EP or album, then that is the first place that we're going to start. So first up, how many singles are you planning on releasing from that EP or album? I would suggest that as a minimum, you should be releasing 3 singles from an EP and maybe even more for an album. And I know that this may seem a lot considering that a lot of EPs only have 4 or 5 songs, but each and every time that you release a single, you have a new opportunity to get yourself in front of new audiences through your marketing campaign and through your PR campaign. So the more singles you release, the more marketing and PR campaigns you can run, and the more chance you have of getting exposure to your ideal audience. The thing that we always have to remember when it comes to doing any sort of PR or marketing campaign is that our efforts are always cumulative. Oh my gosh, I cannot say that word, but you know what I mean. With every campaign that you do, the results should keep getting better and better. So if you're in a situation where you ran a PR campaign or a marketing campaign for a single, and maybe it didn't do as well as you would have liked, and you put money behind Facebook ads or paid a PR agency, you may think to yourself that there is no point doing these things again. Remember that if you are an unknown artist or an unknown band, then media are just hearing about you for the first time, and so are your prospective fans. But the more that you can get out there and get in front of these prospective fans or media outlets, the more they'll be familiar with your band name or your artist name and your work. And over time, you'll find that more and more they'll start to pay attention. So once you've figured out what your major release is going to be and how many singles you're going to be releasing, then it's time to put all of this stuff in a calendar. I like to create release calendars in Excel spreadsheets. I do this for my clients and for my own band, and this allows me to look at the releases in a really straightforward way month by month, and also what secondary pieces of content that we need to prepare for those releases. So that is the next step. So once you've planned out your singles and your EP or album within your yearly calendar, it's time to then look at each release one by one and figure out what secondary pieces of content need to go along with that. So these are things like video clips, like lyric videos, playthroughs, acoustic versions, behind the scenes videos, that sort of thing. You want to have all of this content planned out in advance so you know exactly what you're doing and can be prepared and not scrambling at the last minute to figure out what to post on socials. Now, if you are doing behind the scenes videos or any sort of video, then that kind of stuff can be cut up into 1 minute segments for Instagram or little clips for Twitter or for stories, that sort of thing. But you want to plan your sort of longer form secondary content first and then work backwards from there. Doing it this way and knowing the secondary pieces of content that are going to be released with each release means that you'll never be scrambling, as I said, at the last minute for something to post on socials. And you'll find that very quickly, just by planning out all of your singles, your EP and your album and the secondary pieces of content that you're going to create, you have already filled up at least a minimum of 6 months to 9 months of your calendar, which is really perfect. Now, all the gaps on your socials that go between your actual releases, promoting pre-saves and promoting behind the scenes videos, all of that can kind of be done more so off the cuff. These are things like band members' birthdays, promoting shows. All of those little gaps can be filled in kind of as you go, but it really is a good idea to have these content pillars in which to work around. And before we move on, I just want to mention how important it is for you to be working in cycles as an artist. So every single release that you do, whether it be a single EP or album, whether that be a video clip, or whether that be promoting a really important show, you need to be thinking about each and every offer that you put out to your audience as a season in your project. So where a lot of musicians and bands go wrong is they're trying to promote too many things at once. They're trying to promote a Spotify pre-save campaign, a behind the scenes video, and they've just dropped a new merch line. This is really going to send mixed messages to your audience, and it's going to split the small audience that you already have. So you need to be working in cycles, in seasons. Even if it is something like a merch drop, maybe you plan that for when things start to die down in terms of your singles marketing and PR campaign. You plan to kind of spark interest again with a new shirt design that correlates somewhat to the video clip, or maybe it's an acoustic version or a playthrough or one of the things that I spoke about just before. Make sure that you're allowing adequate time to promote each and everything that you're putting out, and you will see much more success than just trying to throw everything out there and seeing what sticks. So once you've planned out your major releases, these secondary pieces of content that you're going to create into your calendar and how your year is going to look in terms of these cycles and seasons, then now it's time to go into some financial planning. So I want you to make a list of every single thing that you need to pay for in the next 6 months, approximately. We can work on the rest of the year later, but at least if you know your budget for the next 6 months, this is a good place to start. So when it comes to releasing any music, some of the things that you need to budget for may include videos, photos, PR, marketing like ad budget or other creative assets and graphics that go along with your marketing campaign, recording, mixing, mastering the actual songs themselves, digital distribution costs, costs for getting new merch printed, any courses or consulting or other education for you to learn how to get your music out there properly, and any shared gear that you have within, say, a band or any gear that you need for yourself. If you need help with how much all of this stuff should cost and the approximate budget that you need, then definitely post in my free Facebook group, Music Marketing and Mindset for Heavy Bands and Musicians, and we can certainly help you out. So figure out what you're going to need to budget for each release, and approximately how much you will need to put aside per week to be able to afford to do that. I would rather you stay quiet and wait a couple months until you save up for all this stuff rather than launching into the new year and doing things kind of haphazardly without a professionally recorded video or professionally taken photos. And if you are in a band, it is a little bit easier because then you can obviously divide up the costs between band members. And by the way, if you are in a band or a group and you're not splitting everything equally, I really don't care what the excuse is as to why that is, whether someone's a uni student or whatnot. Figure out a way that you can put money away each and every week into a kitty, whatever everyone can afford, and you will find yourself way less stressed when it comes time to actually doing that video or having budget for a PR campaign. Trust me, it is the biggest waste of money in the world when you have great music that you've paid a bomb for to get recorded professionally, but then you don't have the budget to make sure that that music gets out to potential fans. So very, very important to budget for all of the things that I just mentioned. And this is definitely something that you need to discuss if you are in a group. So when it comes to making more money, whether you are a solo artist or in a band, then you definitely need to think about how you're actually going to make money this year. I know people like to complain about streaming royalties. I know people like to complain that no one comes to shows and COVID this, but there are still ways to make money. And I have a podcast episode over on my podcast, the Being in a Band podcast, all about these 7 different ways that musicians can make money right now. And let me tell you, none of them involve playing shows. None of them involve crowdfunding. So if you want to go check that out and figure out how you can make more money, then yeah, I would definitely advise that you do so. And lastly, when thinking about planning for the new year, I want you to think about your team. So this is if you're in a band, how your band is working as a team. But whether you're in a band or you are a solo artist, then maybe some people who you want to bring onto your team who can help you have success. So the first person that you may like to look at bringing onto your team is either a coach or a consultant. These are people that can help you upskill and can help you specifically with what you or your band needs help with right now. A lot of people spend thousands of dollars hiring marketing companies or thousands on hiring PR companies when they simply are not ready, hoping that these big agencies can basically make a miracle happen and produce a fan base out of thin air. I have come across so many people. In fact, a lot of them have worked with me after being kind of burned by these agencies through no fault of the agency. It just, you know, you can't expect someone to produce a fan base out of thin air, because they are pouring all of this money into someone else taking care of their business. So it is much better to work with a consultant shorter term so that you can learn the skills of how to run your business and you can get tailor-made advice on how to run your PR campaign, how to run a marketing campaign, and also how to maximize organic strategies that you'll be able to rinse and repeat for many, many, many releases to come. But you may be at a point where you are ready to work with a professional PR company. And in that case, you may look to bring a publicist onto your team to look after the PR campaigns that go along with any releases that you do. Now, I definitely do not recommend hiring a publicist straight off the bat, depending on, I guess, the quality of your music and where you are at in your career. I do think that it's best to do your own PR campaign first, because you can totally do it yourself and also forge music industry connections as you go. But should you be ready for a publicist, then that can just expand things to the next level. They can leverage what you've already done for yourself, and that will just bode well in terms of having a successful PR campaign and making sure that you're not throwing money into the toilet. Other people that you may like to bring onto your team are a booking agent, an entertainment lawyer, a manager, or a record label. Again, this does depend on where you're at in your career. And with the aforementioned booking agent, manager, record label, they will have such a huge impact on the success of your career. So it's very important that you're not just going with the first person that approaches you or just with anyone who says that they can help. It is very important to be savvy again in the business of your band or of your musical project, so you know who's trying to rip you off and who can genuinely help you get where you want to go. And with that in mind, I also want you to set some goals for this year. What is it that you actually want to achieve? Do you want to get on bigger shows? Do you want to hit a certain number of monthly listeners on Spotify? Do you want to get signed to an independent label? What goals do you have? And then most importantly, how are you going to work backwards to make sure that you actually achieve them? A lot of bands and musicians set goals time and time again, year after year, and they wonder why they still go around and around on the local level. It's because they're setting goals, but they're not actually putting the action steps in place to be able to achieve them. If you don't know what actions to take in order to achieve your specific goals, honestly, just post in the Facebook group, come send me a DM, and I would love to help you out. It is very important that you actually get the knowledge that you need to succeed rather than just crossing your fingers and hoping for the best. But I know that you already know this. That's the reason why you're listening to the Daily Music Business Podcast, is to upskill and get the information that you need to achieve whatever your goals are for 2021. So let's go through the steps in terms of how to plan for the new year. So first up, I want you to plan out your major releases for the year, your singles, EPs, or albums. Then I want you to plan your secondary releases, your playthroughs, your acoustic versions, your behind the scenes videos. I also then want you to plan out your budget. What are the components of each release and how much will they cost, and how are you actually going to generate the budget to actually pay for that stuff? Also, what are the money-making activities that either you or your band are going to do? And again, I have a podcast episode on this on the Being in a Band podcast that covers 7 different ways to make money as a musician. Then I want you to think about who you're bringing onto your team this year, whether that be a consultant, a publicist, or even a producer. Is there a producer that you want to collaborate with that you can team up with when it comes to making your songs even better? And then finally, I want you to set some goals, be as specific as possible. And again, I have a very recent podcast episode on the Being in a Band podcast, which takes you through a list of questions that you can ask when it comes to goal setting. And we don't just cover goal setting in terms of your music career. We also cover your personal goals as well, because it's really important that you set physical, mental, spiritual, emotional goals, because this all ties into your career and it ties into having the right mindset in order to tackle these big aspirations that you have for 2021. I wish you all the best in the next 12 months and I can't wait to help you even further along your journey. Don't forget to subscribe and follow me. I'm Monica Strutt everywhere, and I'll speak to you next time.
Subscribe today to the Daily Music Business Podcast on your favorite podcast platform.
Well, hey friends, my name is Zach Lupitin. You may know me from the band Dust Bowl Revival, but I also host a music discovery podcast called The Show on the Road. For the last 5 seasons, I've been able to dive deep and have intimate chats with folks like the Lumineers, Ani DeFranco, Wolf Peck, Keb Moe, Lake Street Dive, Bela Fleck, and more. So guess what? After 150 conversations with some of my favorite songwriters from around the world, we are bringing brand new episodes to the Osiris Network. New interviews and intimate acoustic performances will be coming at you this summer. And which episodes are coming next, you ask? Good
morning. I am Zach Goody, the lead singer for the band Smash Mouth.
Our band is called Milky Chance. We are based in Berlin.
My name is David Shaw. I sing and write songs with my band, The Revivalists.
Trust me, these conversations go some wild places. So subscribe to The Show on the Road on Osiris, and we'll see you soon. Again.